All right. So everybody's been wanting to hear from you. And I think you started this program. We call it a lifestyle, but it people do call it a program. It's a lifestyle. This is, this is something you're learning how to care for yourself for the rest of your life and not have to go back to where you are or where you were. So I'm thinking you started a year ago or a year and a half ago?
Yeah, it was about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, Morgan, see, we hear about women talking to us about, oh, how do you make that chicken? And yes, do you use this kind of a pan? Or, you know, I like to grill this way. But the men are like, I don't know how to grill. Some of them do, but I know where you came from. You weren't much of a cook, right?
No, I was not. Yeah, so, I was not. My cooking
had to make
going through
changes.
The drive-thru.
Right.
Of course, I had a great teacher in you and Kathy and Dr. Vicky and stuff. And, I'm at the point now where I actually like to cook. I'll get online and stuff, and I try to find recipes that are good and stuff. I'm still trying to find a really good chili recipe,
mm-hmm.
but I'll find one. So what?
So you started at what? What was your weight when you first started?
When I first started Flush the Fat, I was 468. But I remember when I was actually in Temecula before I even got to Kathy's, I was close to 500 pounds.
Okay.
But when I started, I was at 468.
About 468. Okay. And then within a year, how much did you lose?
I was down to 356.
So whatever that math is, what
right,
is that?
100, yeah, 100, I don't know, 10 pounds or something.
30, 110, 120?
Yeah, somewhere under.
Whoever is math, just do it for me.
I mean, that even sounds like a lot, but I mean, you know, because you know me, there was times there's a lot, I'd say most of the time, I thought I was doing right, but I wasn't doing right. Like you said, with the bowel movements, before I did this, I was a truck driver. So, you know, I had one bowel movement a day, even if I had to go, I always held it during the day until I got home because that's what I've been doing for 35 years. And so I told you and Kathy that you guys almost ripped my head off. So I think it is really important for people to know that because really, I was just so used to holding it. So I'd just hold it all day until I got home. So,
a lot of people do that, Morgan, whether they're truck drivers or not.
It wasn't like I was bashful to go, you know, into a restaurant. I just didn't really have time. I was on such a hectic schedule that, you know, get gas, get your food and go and eat while you're driving. And yeah, so.
But you'd be surprised. A lot of people tell us that they don't want to have bowel movements outside of their home. They will hold it because they don't want to go to the bathroom at work. And it's such a natural function that if you do not do that, you're really harming yourself.
Yeah, I never had that a phobia, but it was just a time thing. Because me, you know, if I'm really up to go, I'll find one of the blue rooms and, you know, the porta potties and go. It don't matter to me if I can. So,
right.
Yeah.
So
but
now,
it
when we first met you, you were sleeping in a chair. And you were not able to ride your Harley anymore. Is this correct?
No. Yes.
Can you get on your Harley now?
Yeah, in fact, we're going for a ride Sunday. I usually ride my Harley when I have time every Sunday. So yeah, I can ride it now. And there's still some times when I do have to get my chair because I got a bad back. It's just not all weight. But before it was all weight. Now it's mostly the back. So but
the back.
But, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's getting better. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, once you get that off, it really takes the weight off the back and the knees and the ankles and everything else.
So for the guys, I want the guys to really hear that, you know, look, this is a story of a guy, rides motorcycles, can no longer do it, driving a big, huge truck. These weren't like little U-Haul trucks. These were big trucks, right?
Right, driving the big hazmat material trucks, 18-wheelers,
80
pounds, and yeah.
Yeah, you're like a guy, and, you know, big guy. And all of a sudden, and Kathy, she's like 4'9", and as my dad used to say, full of piss and vinegar. And
oh,
that
no.
little girl, she's an Italian what do you call her, a dragon?
Yeah, I call her the brown dragon.
The brown dragon. She's ruthless because if you don't follow the program, she's not very nice.
Yeah, to a T. And when it says, you know, you're supposed to take three of these things and you end up taking two, guess what? You're in for an ass stomping. Yeah. If you're supposed to have six meals and you only had five, guess what? Yeah,
wow, that's because she cares about you and she wants the weight off you.
I get it.
Right, and that's what I want all our coaches to hear, because Morgan allows her to go off on a tangent if he's not exact, because he knows she wants him to accomplish his goal. He has to. It's about his health, his legs, his knees. If he wasn't able to ride his Harley, which is like his baby, and now he is, so there's great improvement there. Now, you're weighing how much right now?
Well, remember, I last time I talked to you guys, I did gain weight. I fell off. I was doing some stupid stuff, and I fell off. And I think I gained. I was back up to, I think it was 377.
Mm-hmm.
So then I lost. I think I got down to 360 again. And everybody else doesn't know, but I had three epidurals in 3 months.
Right.
And every time I got an epidural, it seemed like, you know, with all the steroids and all the stuff they were putting in me, I gained like 5 pounds. Second one, I gained like 6 pounds. And third one, I gained like 10 pounds. And I broke out in rashes and stuff. And I had my yeast is back up. And the third one, I don't know what it was, but I was actually in bed for 16 hours. So I think I just stayed the same because I was losing weight, but I was gaining weight with all the epidurals. And so last month was the first month I did an epidural, and I was down, I think, 11 or 12 pounds, and that's really just with just doing my pool walking, and like I was talking to you, now I'm going to start adding weightlifting to really, because I really want to start pumping up to 15, 20 pounds a month.
Right, because now we're in October, and, you know, just to ask you, what was it that made you fall off the wagon, so to speak?
You know what? It's excuses. And you know, Kathy, she just doesn't do excuses. But if I'm going to look at the mirror, it's just me being weak. There was a time when I drive at night and I was really tired. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to have one coffee to get me home and stuff. And I don't drink black coffee. I drink it, you know, with lots of sweetener and lots of cream, so blonde and sweet. So one night turned into two, and then three nights, and then four nights, and I was doing it for 2 weeks. And then I was at a place where me and my dad used to go, and they had these, like, really good chili cheese fries. So I went, just one night. And so, yeah, so for, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I was just, you know, going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, of course, you know, Kathy, what's going on? Why is your face getting fat? I don't know. I was just, you know, I think at that time I'd been on it for a year and a half, and I wish I knew why I did it. I think I was just got lazy and stuff. And it was funny because every time I did it, like, it wasn't even really good. Why do I keep on doing this? I don't know if it was habit or what, but it was like I'd have it and the first sip was good and then I wouldn't even really finish it. But then the second night, I'm doing it back again. So it was just.
Well, your brain kicked in.
Yeah. And it's called You're Human. The thing is, this is a lifestyle that you started, and for a year and a half, you were great at it. But how old are you?
51.
Yeah, so for 50 years, you were doing everything wrong before that. So all of a sudden, you find a little leeway to say, well, I'll just have this coffee, and then the next day, and let me just put a little more sugar in, and then it triggers your addiction because the sugar and the starch, the things that you ate with your dad at that one restaurant, all of that was starch. It'll trigger the brain and make your body say, hey, this is what I want. I remember this. So that's normal for people to do that. Some people are like, what's her name yesterday on our Power 100 call? Oh, shoot. Somebody help me later on. She said, I've lost 70 pounds and there's no way I'm going to break
Norma.
This. And her
Norma,
yeah. And she's worked so hard at losing those 70 pounds that, but every time she goes out with her church group and stuff, they want to go have fun. And but she's prepared. She brings her yogurt. She brings her Jackie's chicken salad. Or she looks, there's nothing at the restaurant she can eat. She's just not going to eat it. And she says it's a little weird with her friends and all that stuff. But she's 28 years old, and she's worked really, really hard because she doesn't want to feel bad anymore. Now, there's some people like that. They make it. They make the commitment. Like my neighbors years ago, they both were chain smokers, and in one weekend, they both decided to quit smoking. That was it. Never buy. But how many people have a hard time quitting smoking? So there's addictions in the brain, and there's also it's a characteristic of, am I committed and disciplined? It's not how many times you go down. It's how many times you come back up. So you came back up. I'm sure Kathy kicked your butt about that, but I think you had a come-to-Jesus moment saying, God, I lost 130, 120. I better get back doing this and get the rest of it off. Is that what happened?
Well, what people don't realize, too, is, you know, in that one, I don't even think it was a month, but in that 1 month when I was cheating, I mean, that weight goes on a lot faster than it comes off. I think I put on, 30, 35 pounds within a month when I was doing all that stuff.
Right, and then you have the steroids, which are going to, do a double whammy on you.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when I was actually, when I was doing the coffee and I was doing the chili cheese fries and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you when you're doing that, you start eating back like that, boy, hundreds of pounds, I mean, it takes, it's hard work. If you're losing 15 pounds in a month, you're doing good. I gained 30 in a month.
Right.
So, it's hard to lose. So, yeah. So when you do that, you're actually setting yourself back up months at a time.
Right. And then it takes you 2 weeks to 4 weeks to get back into nutritional ketosis. So, right. So where do we stand right now? How are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm feeling good. I was talking to you earlier. I'm just a little stressed because the work's not going real well. But you just do what you do, and you keep on pushing the rock up the hill, and hopefully you come to the, downhill where the rock goes by itself. But, I'm still doing the right things. I'm always looking for new recipes and stuff because, I can eat the same meal for months at a time, but it is kind of nice to find something, a little different and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am to the point, too, where I do like to cook now.
That's going to be very helpful because now you're familiar with the kitchen and you're not going to be so intimidated. And as long as you have a grill pan and you can get into some turkey burgers and there's other recipes out there that you can start enjoying. But you're going to be a lot more stressed if all of a sudden you've got more serious health problems. So the stress of work, yes. And I think you drive for Uber, right?
Yeah, I drove for the Uber Black.
Yeah, which is amazing in itself. But I think that when the holidays show up, you're going to, have more work coming in. But the most important thing is, you got to take care of yourself. And when you're putting that energy into you and doing what's right for you, you're vibrating. Your vibration is a positive one. And that means the frequency that you, when you feel good about yourself, feel good that you're doing right for yourself, you're vibrating on a frequency that creates an energy. And that energy is going to bring better things to you. So I would say you're doing pretty good right now. Of course, you're stressed. People are stressed. Things are happening. Half of California is on fire. We all just went through the Las Vegas thing, and we're not far from Vegas. And people are concerned about their jobs. But the most important thing is if you are taking control of yourself. And by doing that, that's what you're doing now. By doing that, and you just lost, another 15?
I think it was, I say 11 pounds this last month.
About 15, is that what you said, 15 this past month?
11.
11, okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. You're doing about 3 pounds a week, and once you do the weights.
Yeah, but again, you know me, I'm not satisfied with with 3 pounds. Yeah, I think it should be more. And again,
well, you can do 5 pounds of adipose tissue in a healthy way, especially a guy, by adding the weights. You're going to be able, because it's in that, the testosterone in the muscle. When you start working that muscle, you're going to start burning the fat. And yes, of course, but you want to do it in the most healthiest way, because you've had those steroids, you've had the medicine, you've had all kinds of things in your system that once they those fat cells break up and the toxins come out, they're going to go through that liver. So the more you stay on your supplements and you're taking your supplements regularly, and I hope you are.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because that wouldn't be good with Kathy either. So,
no, it would not.
No.
And she checks. she'll make the bottles a certain way, and if they're not turned, you know, she knows.
I want all the coaches to hear what's happening here, because everybody should take a lesson from Kathy.
That's funny.
And I wouldn't put it past her for her to count the whole bottle.
Oh yeah, no, she would. Yeah. She'd have a black light on it just to make sure there were fingerprints in the right place.
Yes.
I know her, because she's adamant, you know, and she's. So I say that you're getting back into reality. You're eating better. You're staying on track. You're taking your supplements. You've already lost 11 pounds, so it sounds to me like you're back in nutritional ketosis. So I would think that we are going into November pretty soon. So November, December, January, February. I'm pretty sure by February you'll probably have a good 30 off, 30, 40 more.
Yeah, I'm really hoping for more, but.
Well, but see, you're also growing bone and muscle. So we're not, you know, we haven't measured you. I don't think you guys have measured, but you will know when you're close. And the most important thing is you want to be lean and healthy. It's not about being skinny. You do need to lose the weight, but we don't want you to lose bone and muscle. And we want you to be healthy while you're doing this. And as long as you're eating yourself thin, that's good. That's all you want to do.